Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here with Amy Holmes. And in Elkhart County, Indiana, the president is coming to town, and resident Clayton Abril couldn't be happier.
Anytime the president comes to your town, that's just wonderful. He's the president, and there's the most important person in the United States. Wherever the president goes, everybody's looking. The spotlight is on our area. And then when he leaves, the spotlight will still be on because he was here. And it brings attention to the problems, to the goods, to the bads.
So President Obama may be the most important person in America, but is Indiana the most important state in Obama's universe right now? President Obama visits Elkhart, Indiana today. The unemployment rate is one of the highest in the country. Area manufactures many of the country's RVs. And let's get some voices from Elkhart. You heard Clayton there. He's thrilled that the president is coming to town. Ed Neufeldt, a laid-off RV manufacturing worker for Monaco Coach Corporation in Wakarusa, Indiana. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Denise Sexton is a laid-off RV manufacturing worker also for Monaco Coach. Also joins us from Elkhart. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
So, Ed and Denise, are you happy the president is coming to town?
Yes. Definitely.
I'm happy also.
Now, is he reassuring you, or does he just want your votes?
Well, it's reassuring. At least he is paying attention, and he knows that we're having extreme difficulty in our area.
Now, describe the economic situation. I mean, I would have suspected a year ago when fuel prices were so high, the RV business might be, you know, going south. But with so many people out of their homes, I think maybe, Ed, that the RV business might be getting a boost right now.
Well, you know, I've been around the area, and he's going to come back and give grants and money to Navistar, and they'll go in the old building where we worked at Monaco there, and that should create jobs. Electric Motors Corporation, which is right down the road from Monaco, they didn't get any grant money, but they're going ahead and they're going to be building electric motors, and they're supposed to employ maybe 1,200 to 1,400 people. In the next 2 to 4 years, we got Dometic coming to Elkhart. They're
right.
Going to hire 250 people.
Well, what I'm hearing in your voice, Ed, is Obama stimulus hope there economically for your neck of the woods. Stay with us, Ed and Denise Sexton. They work in the RV manufacturing industry. Tony Crabill, reporter for WVPE Public Radio, on the phone in Elkhart. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
You were the one who spoke with Clayton there, who was so thrilled about the president coming to town. Is this real reassurance and real sort of economic development in Indiana, or is it all politics, and is there any cynicism about this visit, Tony?
Well, I think there's a little of both. Certainly there's hope that this is the beginning of a turnaround for Elkhart County and for Indiana and the nation as a whole. But there's always the detractors and I think when the president came in February, there was a big boost over that. I think this time around, my sense is that people are thinking, okay, Mr. President, if you're coming here, you better have something to bring with you. And so it's a good thing that he does.
Good point. Well, Tony Crabill, reporter for WVPE Public Radio, stay with us. Also, Ed Neufeldt, Denise Sexton, three voices from Elkhart, Indiana, where the president arrives a little later today. Our cynic-in-chief on the takeaway, Todd Zwillick, takeaway Washington correspondent. So there we got these three voices from Elkhart, Indiana. Why do you think the president is going to Indiana, Todd?
That would be skeptic, John. Skeptic-in-chief. Thank you. Well, look, I think it's... The president has a $787 billion stimulus plan that he needs to show is working, and Elkhart might be a case study in a little bit of glimmer of hope in the economy. Look, Elkhart has an unemployment rate that is way above the national average. It peaked out at about close to 19%. There are signs it's already down to sort of around the high 16, so glimmers of hope there as a couple of RV manufacturers, an air conditioning manufacturer start to hire on.
Ed was talking about that.
Yeah, exactly. We've been talking about health insurance ad nauseum for the last couple of months, and their uninsurance rate is way above the national average, about 17.5% uninsured in Elkhart County.
All right, now those are all policy considerations that would make it seem like this is a legitimate effort to reassure the people of Elkhart, Indiana. Where's the skeptic part?
Well, their policy considerations and their political considerations, because Elkhart is the case study of what the president says he's trying to do for the nation. So he goes there and says, unemployment is high, uninsurance is high, I'm Barack Obama, these are my policies, I'm here to help. Now, by the numbers, Elkhart County, McCain won it 55-44. Wow. Obama did not win Elkhart County in the election, but he did win Indiana. And the other important part about this is one key senator whose votes that Obama needs in cap and trade, in health care, in big policies that he's having trouble getting, that's Senator Evan Bayh from Indiana, a conservative Democrat who is up for re-election next year. And Obama's going right to the heart of Bayh State to campaign for his policies, to show his policies are working, puts a little pressure on Evan Bayh to start to support the president.
Todd,
and he's got to run.
Yeah, Todd, this is Amy here. That's an interesting angle you bring up. Evan Bayh actually wrote an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal editorial page editorializing against the stimulus. I want to bring Tony Crable back into this conversation and follow on to the health care question. We have seen over the past few days all around the country these incredibly volatile protests against the president and his reform agenda. Do you expect anything like that here?
Not maybe in the volatile sense that we've seen in some of these other venues. There is the Young Republicans of Elkhart County, as they're called, have staged an event that they'll be taking place right across the street from Monaco RV, and they're going to be having an event afterwards. Talking about that, but they're also urging one of the state representatives here, Jackie Walorski, is urging people to come before that to make sure that the voice is heard. So I imagine there'll probably be a little bit of shouting at the president and that kind
some
of thing.
Some fireworks.
Yeah, a lot of it is related to health care.
It's interesting. Well, it's a big issue there, as Todd mentioned. Ed Neufeld and Denise Sexton, before we go, Denise, what does it feel like to have Indiana at the center of everything all of a sudden, politically and in terms of policy, as Todd suggested?
Well, it's kind of overwhelming for our small community. We're not used to this kind of attention.
And, you're going to be getting it, and you're going to be getting more of it all the way up to the election in 2012. Ed Neufeld, I got a question for you. You saw this news about Bill Clinton releasing these two journalists from North Korea, right?
Right.
Maybe there should be a candidacy for former president that you could run for. Would you run for former president, Ed?
Sure, I'd run.
Yeah. Todd, how about you?
You know, I'd like to say one other thing.
Sure, go ahead.
And, I want to be real optimistic about the community. But, I believe in Elkhart County, Wakarusa, and Napanee. You know, I think we're going to be the stepping stone of the United States. We're going to work, we're working together as people. And we're going to try to get this economy going again here in Elkhart County. And, I believe if we work together and this could be a stepping stone for the whole United States.
Well, Ed Neufeld, that is great pep talk there for all of us. I got the goosebumps on the back of my head.
We're
thanks so much.
Ed
Neufeld, laid off RV manufacturing worker for Monaco Coach Corporation in Wakarusa, Indiana. Obama's going to visit there later today. Denise Sexton, also from Wakarusa. Tony Crable from WVPE Public Radio. And our own Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
Pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.